The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Welcome, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Hey, here we are, surviving on Sunday, March 8th, 2020. This is James Kelso, your host on this live Trump Phenomenon radio show, 2 hours of thrills and spills, in which you're invited to enter your jalopy as we go around the one-mile track here. Actually, what do we have up here in North Dakota? I think it's a quarter-mile track. Boy, these cars, they roar in the mud, in the dirt. And there's plenty of gravel in there, too. I know I took my son to one of these quarter-mile races, and stupidly I sat down close to the fence around the track. And, man, as those cars come around, they do a four-wheel slide, you get pummeled with gravel. So I took one dose of that, and we were way up in the top of the stands. And then after that, I didn't think my little boy could take it, the sound. I had to just go home. Man, that was something. Anyway, hey, that's the way it is here on this show. Loud, lots of flying gravel. And you can get your participation in. Enter your hot rod at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's see, what's something to start out with, something to put on the bonfire? Something you'll notice, of course, how can you not notice it? The enemy of the people. Now, you see, by the way, just to show you how things have changed, when I say the enemy of the people, most of you immediately completed that phrase for me in your mind. The enemy of the people, dot, dot, who's that? If somebody had said the enemy of the people 4 years ago, or let's say before Donald Trump came down the escalator, there would have been all kinds of things to fill in there, the enemy of the people. In fact, there wouldn't be any consensus as to what the enemy of the people was. One of the achievements of Donald Trump is that most of you, when I say the enemy of the people, dot, dot, you fill in the fake news media. They are the enemy of the people. Anyway, notice how they all work. They work like a pack of hyenas or wild dogs. They hunt together. They scavenge together. They're cowards. And they look for the weak and the injured. They prey on those. Anyway, they all work together. So what is their latest? What are these baying hyenas? What is their latest? Well, it's always to destroy Trump. That's the given. And they all move together onto their latest program to destroy Trump. Lately, what is it? No, you can't make this stuff up. It pretty much amounts to Donald Trump is responsible for disease. If it weren't for Donald Trump, we wouldn't have diseases. Now, we're getting here, folks, into the realm of what would this be called? Demonology? This is into the realm of cultic religion. Donald Trump cast as Satan. And he is responsible for, so in the latest incarnation of this, he is responsible for coronavirus. Yes, Donald Trump is responsible, and it's going to kill everybody. So we better get rid of Trump before his virus gets us. And, you know, part of the sick part of this is that you have the definite sense as you listen to Chris Cuomo or Anderson Cooper or any of them. You have the certainty that if somebody at the National Institutes of Health came up with a one-day cure, a one-pill, one-day cure was available for $1 a dose, they'd be very unhappy. If that meant the end of the coronavirus overnight in one day, they would be really, really quite unhappy, emotionally distraught. On the other hand, let's flip the coin over. What if the news of the day were this? What if they were to find out that people were contracting coronavirus exponentially faster than they had, that by the tens of millions, people were contracting coronavirus. And better yet, the fatality rate, well, first of all, the symptoms, because it turns out to be pretty much asymptomatic, but the symptoms are terrible. Buboes, what do they call those in the Middle Ages and the time of the bubonic plague? Buboes, big pustulating sores exploding all over your body. Death ensuing within 24 hours, various malodorous fluids coming out of every orifice of your body. They would love that, and they would be delighted. I guess with the only limitation being that they wouldn't want it to happen to themselves. But other than that, they would be delighted to know that all of this was much more horrible than it appears to be. And so on. Well, so let us now, let me not spoil your lunch with that malodorous imagery, and let us compare remember we've said liberalism, hypocrisy is thy middle name. So for every left winger whose name actually isn't Hubert H. Humphrey, you could just put in Chris H. Cuomo and Anderson H. Cooper, whatever their middle name given may be. So let's look at the hypocrisy. In 2008, 2009, in the time of their hero, Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, that really happened. We had something called the swine flu, which was an influenza, which was the same kind of thing we have now. And the swine flu, did they talk about Barack Obama generated the swine flu? He's responsible for it. He's not doing anything. He's not doing enough. He's playing golf. He doesn't care. He wants us all to die. Did they say that about Barack Obama? No, they didn't. They didn't say anything bad about Barack Obama vis-a-vis swine flu. You remember, you were there. They didn't connect swine flu with Barack Obama. They considered swine flu to be a disease. Now, how bad did swine flu get? No, by the way, did Barack Obama shut down our borders? Did he quarantine anybody? Did he put any kind of fast track on face masks or testing kits or anything else? Did he assign a very high level? Nothing of the sort. He had somebody assigned to swine flu. Well, and how did swine flu go? Well, just off the top of my head memory, more than 60 million people, Americans, got it. More than a quarter of a million went into hospitals, and I believe it's more than 13,000 died. And a large number of those 13,000 were little children. making each such death, of course, far more serious and regrettable than the death of the recent American deaths. The average age, 80 years old. The percentage of young people contracting coronavirus, zero. The 80-year-olds, all of them having pre-existing, more or less, the exceptions proving the rule, they all have pre-existing conditions. In other words, not to be mean, and I'm sorry for anybody who's lost an elderly family member, but they had one foot in the grave already, and coronavirus pushed them over the edge. Very different from swine flu, which took little children just at the start of their life. Did anybody blame Barack Obama for that? And what was the magnitude of swine flu? 13,000 dead? What do we have now? I haven't looked at the chart. I'll bring it up here in a moment here on the show, but is probably under 15 people. 15 to 15,000. Let's see, isn't that a ratio of 1,000 to 1? Is the screeching and screaming and hair pulling and gnashing of teeth on Donald Trump, but it's 1,000 times greater than there was none over Barack Obama. So there we go. That's the nature of the battle that we're in. That's the those are the ground rules of the battle, the rules of engagement. That sort of, and Donald Trump has to constantly sail straight into that hurricane of our enemy, the media. Of course, the truth of the matter is Donald Trump is doing an absolutely magnificent job of fighting this virus. Thank you, Red China. Thank you very much for this virus for which you are entirely responsible. And thank you for propagating it. Thank you for generating it. Thank you for not revealing to us how the hell you generated it. Thank you for not opening up your laboratories to our scientists, which could help them out immensely. Anyway, there you go. So that's something that's a log on the fire, something we could talk about. Of course, everybody's concerned about it. Now, let's hope that if any of you out there are doctors and know the mechanism whereby such things happen, let's hope that this flu dissipates. I don't know what is the right word. It just disappears, more or less, with one season. So, for instance, the swine flu lasted from April of 2008 till April of 2009. So the tail end of George Bush's administration and then the beginning of the glorious Hussein Obama years. But let's hope that this virus follows the same curve, and there's something about these viruses are constantly mutating. They get less virulent as they mutate, apparently. They kind of fizzle out and then kind of come back in smaller waves in the future. So if any of you out there are epidemiologists or immunologists or just happen to have studied the subject more than I have, share your wisdom with us, please. Let us now another log to throw on the fire here. Let us turn to Donald Trump's words here. And yesterday I noted that I see no rallies scheduled at Donald J. Trump.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Oh, well, am I back? Oh, I'm back. Okay. All right. Sorry, folks. Now, thank goodness for the engineers. And we're going to give the engineers at RBN the task of curing coronavirus because they have that kind of skill, that kind of level there where they can pull it out of the fire for us. So in their spare time, when they're not fixing the radio, they can cure coronavirus. I don't know if you heard what I was saying there, but I was speculating, folks, that Donald Trump, I appear, this is just me, obviously, thinking out of my own peanut gallery. It looks like rallies are on hold for the moment. But the president has come up with an excellent, I don't know if this was a plan or if he just came upon it, but he did a town hall with Bret Baier and Martha McCallum on Fox a couple nights ago. It was wonderful, wonderful. With a a good sized audience of Trump supporters, no idiots in there, just good Americans, and a perfect forum for the president, whereby he can reach not just the 20,000 he reaches in a single stadium, but could reach 20 million or 2 million or some very large number. So I think that's that sort of Donald Trump fireside chat. I hope he makes that something he does every week or more often. He was so natural. He was so wonderful. He is the best question taker I've ever seen. He's so natural, his exchange with just normal citizens like you and like me. It was just beautiful. I mean, it's hard to think of anything more magnificent than the, what would you say, the soliloquies, pretty much, that he gives in a rally. These are wonderful. These are Shakespearean in their grandeur. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well. The president is Shakespearean. But his question and answer back and forth with people in the audience, possibly, certainly as good, and even had some features to it that that Hamlet addressing his departed friend Yorick can't achieve in a soliloquy or an aside. Boy, is the president good at asides. Shakespeare would sit up and take notice. He said, I want this man on the stage of the Globe Theater. No, he's not available. He's president of the United States. Well, if he ever has a job opening, I want him on the stage at the Globe. We'll sell out every night. So here's what the president, our Hamlet, has to say. The New York Times, well, it started out, alas, poor New York Times, is an embarrassment to journalism. They were a dead paper before I went into politics, and they will be a dead paper after I leave. And you can see him, Shakespeare has, or producers generally have Hamlet holding a skull of Yorick. So you can just visualize Donald Trump holding the skull of the New York Times. And they will be a dead paper after I leave, which will be in 5 years. I love the taunt. Fake news. Oh, well, wait a minute. How did I open the show? Folks, I don't plan these things. There's not enough time to plan in the Trump era. But here it is. Fake news is ... Huh? The enemy of the people. Thank you, Mr. President. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for,
help us for a change. Well, don't hold your breath on that, folks. The rest of the world is not going to help us ever. But we certainly can stop carrying all their loads on our shoulders. You know, I just mentioned the Donald Trump. He mentioned the enemy of the people here. And I said, let's imagine Donald Trump, this great, great orator. Imagine him on the stage of the Globe Theater. And of course, poor Yorick was Hamlet's friend. So not a good analogy with the New York Times, his enemy. And the president just tweeted remarked on the hoped for death of the New York Times. But now, you know, during the break, I looked up scenes of that Yorick soliloquy in the Shakespeare's Hamlet. And here's one, you know, I had forgotten this. Here's one of the greatest. And I'll play it for you now. And guess who Hamlet is in this scene? I won't give it away. I won't tell you. I'm going to play his first few words. And then you, if the audio is good enough here, see if you can't guess this person. You know him. Alas, you know him well. See if you can guess his identity. Now, we start here. There's a grave digger in a cemetery. and he's got some exposed earth here, and there's a skull that he's brought up. There's a skull on the pile of dirt next to him. He's talking to Hamlet and Hamlet's friend Horatio, and he has a skull, and he says, "Look at this one." And then, "Do you know of whom I speak?" And Hamlet says, "No. Who is it? Who is this skull?" And the gravedigger says, "Yorick." Listen to this, and then listen to Hamlet. Guess who Hamlet is being played by?
"Oh, the flag and a Rhenish on my head once. Whose do you think it was?"
"Nay, I know not."
"The same skull, sir." "What, sir?" "Yorick's skull. The king's jester."
"This?
In that.
Let me see."
He's holding it.
"Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. The fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back a thousand times, and now, abhorred in my imagination it is."
Now, did you get the voice? That's Mel Gibson. None other.
My gorge rises at it. Here, and those lips that I have kissed I know not how oft. Where be your jibes now? Your gambols, your songs.
Where be your jibes now? Your gambols, your songs. He was the king's jester. And remember Hamlet's problem with the king and his mother.
"The flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar."
"Your flashes of merriment that set the table in a roar." Wow. Describing Donald Trump. Anyway, just a little brief moment of gamble there, of merriment. Let's go back to Donald Trump. It's interesting. I'll have to go watch that and watch Mel Gibson's portrayal. And, of course, that remains. That's an open question, is it not? Alas, Mr. Gibson, we knew thee well. We need Mel Gibson back in the picture in the Trump era. He was such a fixture of the patriot world. And his father. We need the Gibsons back. I hope his father is still, hale and hearty. But let's look at the messages here. He says the fake news, New York Times, is the enemy of the people. Then he wrote that 4 hours ago. Let me just see if he's tweeting anything more recent for us. Nope. He says about the coronavirus, we have a perfectly coordinated and fine-tuned plan at the White House for our attack on coronavirus. We moved very early to close borders to certain areas, which was a godsend. The vice president is doing a great job. The fake news media is doing everything possible to make us look bad, sad. And that's the truth. Ain't it the truth? Here's one. The president now, turning to the gambles and merriment, setting the table roaring. Joe Biden, we are in for 8 months of merriment, ladies and gentlemen, watching Joe Biden on a daily basis come unglued. I don't know. What is the proper strategy for Joe Biden? Keep him off camera? Hide him in the back of the bus. We'll have an answer for that after this break. Their last, John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
We're back, folks. Ain't no sense. And now let's Joe Biden to the back of the bus. Keep him in hiding. This is Joe Biden just yesterday. And the president, you know, I don't need to go scour the news to find these beautiful clips. The president has already done that. How does he have time to do this? He's already found the gems in the news and put them up on his Twitter feed. So here it is. This is Joe Biden yesterday campaigning. Of course, he still hasn't put Bernie away. He has yet to climb the mountain of going up against Donald Trump. Oh boy, is that going to be hell for Biden. But anyway, here he is trying to put Bernie away. And listen to this. The question is this guy's brain working properly? And I submit to you, no, it's not. I submit to you that if you were interviewing a candidate for an assistant manager at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant, and he answered your questions the way Joe Biden is speaking, you wouldn't hire him, because you wouldn't want him around French fryers and hot electrical equipment or gas fires. You wouldn't want him to be handling cash. Here he is yesterday. I wouldn't hire him as an assistant manager at a Chuck E. Cheese.
From a campaign that's about negative attacks and to run about what we're for, because we cannot get reelected. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald.
Did you hear what he just said? He was trying to say we cannot, it sounded like get rid. They said cannot win this reelection. We cannot win this. So he wants to win a reelection. Pardon me. Now hang on. Listen to what he says.
Trump. Turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelected. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump. Turn this primary.
Okay. So you figure it out. You're doing the interview. Do you want this guy as your assistant manager handling the cash in your business? No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know if I'd want him actually making pizza, even, let alone assistant manager of my Chuck E. Cheese. So there you go. He's going to be doing this on a daily basis. And reason for good cheer, 8 months of this. What will the Democrats do? The Democrats, rather than move Biden to the back of the bus, what they'll do is they'll try to take things like this off the front page by putting Donald Trump, Satan, he brought you coronavirus, which is going to kill your whole family. That's what they're going to try to do. And 8 months is not a long time, and a virus can last that long. Are we in for 8 months of nonstop Donald, Satan, Trump? His disease is looking for you. Are we in for that? And of course, it sounds insane. It is insane. It's nuts. But that's the enemy of the people. They are nuts. Trump derangement syndrome it does scramble your brains. So here he is, Joe Biden, the champion of the Democrats, the guy who one hour before the South Carolina primary was considered toast by the entire Democrat establishment. They had thrown in the towel on Joe Biden. It was all over. The obituaries were already written. And then the miracle of South Carolina for Biden, which amounts to what happened in South Carolina? What's so miraculous? Well, a black congressman who has the loyalty and attention of apparently vast majority of South Carolina's black Democrat population said, vote for Biden. And the basis for this is that this is understandable. This appeal makes sense. Biden was the vice president of the first black American president. If you leave out Bill Clinton, he said he was. Bill Clinton said of himself, I'm America's first black president. But the first black president was half black, but that's Barack Obama. And so Biden is the dutiful, loyal vice president serving Barack Obama. So for these black voters in South Carolina to vote for Joe Biden rather than the radical, fiery, bug-eyed communist Bernie Sanders, that makes sense. And they did in overwhelming numbers, and they constitute 2/3 of the Democrat vote in South Carolina. So this is it's not really a miracle. It's actually very simple. You had a vote among blacks who voted as a block, backing their leader, Congressman Clymer, and backing the man they viewed as having been loyal to Barack Obama against a wild-eyed communist that they don't like at all. But that was enough to pull Joe Biden out of the fire. And then the whole, in an act of desperation, of panic, the entire Democrat establishment fell in line to endorse Joe Biden. So Klobuchar got out, Buttigieg got out, Steyer got out. With the latest one is Kamala Harris, who had previously withdrawn from her candidacy, but she just endorsed Joe Biden. Bloomberg endorsed Joe Biden. So it's just it's the whole establishment in panic mode, trying to keep Bernie Sanders off the ticket. There you go. And they'll just cover up. It'll be like Bernie's Vacation with Bernie, only it won't be Bernie, that'll be the corpse that they're dragging around. It'll be Vacation with Biden. And they'll just drag him around from appearance to appearance, and they'll say, isn't he quaint? This is our old Uncle Joe. He's got this, it's so endearing, the way he mixes up words, and he's so much a man of the people. He has that common touch as he garbles his sentences. He's just one of us, backslapping Joe. Of course, who's never had a job in his life. He's been a politician since he was in his 20s. He's never actually had a job. Kind of like his son, Hunter. But he's been at the government tit of his entire life. And the Biden family has become a crime family. All right, so the president put that up, that which I just played you. Here's the president again tweeting today. We have now learned for sure that the Democrats don't want anything to do with crazy Bernie. Rigged? First, Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg quit the race and come out for Sleepy Joe before Super Tuesday. Okay, now what the implication I get, I think the president understands it that way too. Somebody made some phone calls. Why would Klobuchar get out before the primary? Why would Buttigieg get out before the primary after they've campaigned so hard to be in that primary? Then he says, Pocahontas says no and quits the race after the election, thereby depriving Bernie of at least 5 states and the nomination. So that's another interesting twist to all of this. Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, who's trying to out-liberal Bernie with her crazy and wild-eyed schemes, turns out she hates Bernie. She doesn't want to help Bernie. She wants to hurt Bernie. She's not going to endorse him. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that Elizabeth Warren's not going to endorse Bernie. I think she'll endorse Joe Biden. And then it's all over. Did the DNC, now I'm reading this tweet for the first time. Did the DNC and Democrats tell Elizabeth Warren to wait? If so, they were deadly. The race would have been over and Bernie would have won. Dirty double dealing? Nobody knows for sure, and history will be the judge. But I say, here we go again, Bernie. Now, you know Bernie Sanders reads that. You know he got that taunt. This is going to be a barrel of, if it weren't so, it would be funnier if our whole life and future weren't at stake. But it does look, I think there's a sufficient margin here that we can actually afford to laugh as we go into November 3rd. I think the president is assured of winning the White House. But in any event, we might as well laugh either way. Let's look at some other tweets here. The president donated his quarterly salary as president to help fight coronavirus. which he's done ever since day one of his presidency. He's never collected a penny as president of the United States. He's donated all of his money. I wonder, does Chuck Schumer do that? Chuck? How about you, Liz Warren? Do you do that? Or Bernie, how about you? You donate your salary to worthy causes? I don't think so. Too much a man of the people. Too much a man of the friend of the worker, of the proletariat. You would to donate your salary to the proletariat. Then, of course, we have a great jobs report that just came out. But that's before the coronavirus. An unbelievable 273,000 jobs added in February. That's like mind-boggling. Here's president, of course, toured the tornado devastation outside of Nashville. If you haven't already heard it, the news about the president appointing Congressman Mark Meadows to be his chief of staff, this is incredibly good news. This is the guy we would want as chief of staff. For all of you out there who have complained, well, the president has made poor picks with his nominations and appointments. Well, not on this one. Not on this one. Mark Meadows is our friend. The head of the Freedom Caucus, who are our best friends in Congress. So he's the best of the best, and the president just made him the head of his staff. So that's a hole in one for our golfer in chief. Let's go over here to the headlines and see what's up over at Breitbart and at Fox. This guy Kurtz, Howie Kurtz, he's one of the neocons on Fox, and there's a battle going on at Fox between the neocons and the Patriots. The Patriots, exemplified by Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, I go down the list, Laura Ingraham, Jeanine Pirro, and Mark Levin, and then a few others. Then you have this boatload of neocons, people who are looking past Donald Trump to their future careers in the fake news media. They want to have a career in the fake news media. They anticipate that Trump will go away. Maybe they can help him go away, but they want to make sure that they don't say something pro-Trump that would terminate their chances with the fake news media when it comes back to rule the roost at Fox News. So these are bounders. These are careerists like Howie Kurtz. Fox News' Howard Kurtz took criticized his colleagues for their commentary about Joe Biden's mental faculties on Sunday's broadcast of Media Buzz. It's a show he does today. And he says he criticized Britt Hume and Mark Thiessen, who on Fox said that Joe Biden is getting senile. He's already there or getting there. And Kurt said he was trying to make this off limits. Forbidden speech. You can't say that. Not allowed to say that. So Howie Kurtz is acting as a gatekeeper of forbidden speech. Nothing here, nothing to see, folks. Keep moving. Joe Biden, right in front of your face, obviously losing his brains. But it's just, he's just lovable. He just has a little bit of trouble with a stutter. He has a little bit of a stutter. So endearing. No, he's got dementia, and we're going to hand the nuclear football to a guy with dementia. What's wrong with that picture? Now, for the Democrats, and they'll go ahead. It really brings to mind that movie, Vacation with Bernie. I forget the title. I'll have to look up. I'll try to get a clip for you. Because in that movie, the plot is this. For whatever reason, the protagonists of the movie need Bernie to still be alive. So they drag him around, put sunglasses on him, drag him around and prop him up in chairs and pretend he's still alive. Well, that's what they're going to be doing with Biden for this 8 months. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn.
And yes, nobody's, it is right. A weekend at Bernie's. It's a 1989 movie. And the whole story is how these guys, they'll, Bernie's dead. and they'll put him in a lawn chair and they'll stick a cigarette in his mouth. They'll put sunglasses on him, put his hand around a drink, and then they'll wave his hand for them when people go by. They got his hand on a string, and but that's what's going to happen with Joe Biden. It's going to be Weekend at Bernie's, but it's going to go for 8 months. And the Democrats are going to be pretending that Bernie, just coincidence that that's the name there, it should be Weekend at Joe's, that Joe is still alive. But this is no joke. To have a guy with dementia in command of the football, the nuclear football, the hardest job in the world, the nuclear football only being part of the seriousness of having a demented person. Now, what the in charge of it, one of the, you know, certain upshots, the demon rats, of course, are calculating, well, this doesn't change much of anything for us, because what will be happening is what happens in any demon rat or neocon Republican administration, which is that we in the deep state, we will actually be running everything anyway. The president is, or has been all these years, your whole life, ladies and gentlemen, and mine, the president has been a figurehead. The president wasn't running the country. This is what we're finding out when we find out the depth of the depravity and the criminality at the FBI, as they reacted in horror to the possibility that somebody that wasn't a initiated member of their club was about to become their boss. The president, Donald Trump, somebody who let him into the room. We can't have this, says Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe, Andy, old Andy. Lisa and Peter are meeting in Andy's office on how to overthrow the president of the United States, how to commit treason. That's treason. I mean, what is treason? What exactly would constitute, what would you have to do to be guilty of treason? Yes. Overthrowing the president of the United States. Treason. Fabricating a case. What does that constitute in law enforcement? The FBI, you know, pretends to be law enforcement. So in the world of law enforcement, if you're a, what the president, he used the correct term, didn't he, folks? Dirty cops. What would a dirty cop do? A dirty cop would frame you. A dirty cop would plant evidence, fabricate evidence, lie, suborn perjury. That's what the whole top of the FBI has been doing now for more than 3 years. Holy mackerel, we'll be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.